Probably Terrain, I didn't figure.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Dwayne Robertson.
Dwayne, we're going to keep him out. We've been going 2-day practices. I think he's, he's getting his conditioning level. I think it'd be a mistake to play him at this time. I evaluate these guys day by day and how they practice. He's making some tremendous strides. I just don't want to throw him out there too quickly. See how he practices against Dallas next week and determine if he'll play in that game. For sure, it'll be Green Bay.
You've kind of got 2 days on, 2 days off with Webster and Kudus. You kind of seen that in the preseason where one Webster first game, maybe Kudus second game.
Yeah, both of them get a chance to play with the starting defense. We'll evaluate both of them. Like I said, it's very close. And obviously, practices and game situations will dictate who will start. But I feel good about both of them. You got two football players. Nate has gotten much better in special teams, which is going to help him out. And now we get a chance over these next four preseason games to evaluate which one will be the starter. But both guys will get a lot of playing time wherever the starter is at this point.
Would you put Holland in
this game? To be honest with you, we're going to bring him on a trip. I wasn't going to initially because we've got a couple guys that are sore, mainly Eric Paris. I've got a little lower back. We'd only put him in an emergency situation. If we lost too many guys, we didn't want to put a starter back in. But I plan on practicing Montrey next week. He's done a good job with his conditioning. As you guys could see in the morning, he's been working extremely hard. And he's watched his diet, so that weight will come down here fairly quickly. But more important than anything, I think he can have a better practice now, and hopefully he won't get injured.
Can he get thrown right in there, at this point, and do a full workload, do you think, given what he's been doing out there?
Well, like I said, he'd only go in there in emergency situations.
I'll say next week when he returns to practice. Do you think he can just make the transition right into practice?
Oh, I think he'll be much better right now than he would have been if we were to practice him right away, because he's been working his tail off, and he'll get a chance to not only practice against his teammates, but against Dallas, and we'll be able to evaluate him throughout the week. So I can't say for sure, but I'm hoping he can.
You're an international player.
Yeah.
Would you put him in the preseason?
It'd be an emergency situation right now, just getting used to the system. The chances would be better against Arizona than it would be in the first three games. But I want to count him out because we do have a couple guys banged up, and we have Larson playing fullback as well. So it all depends on the injury situations during the game.
Mike, not individually, but as a position, is there, when you're playing a game versus practice, is there a position that you gain a lot of value from in a game that perhaps you can't see at a practice, be it a running back, a lineman, something like that?
Well, if you take a look at our offensive line, you've got Brady, who's never gone against anybody except in practice. You got Ryan Harris, same situation, or two starting tackles. And you get a guy like Cooper, who goes from one side to the other side. Ben Hamilton, who didn't really play last year. And our center, Tom Nayland's out, and Casey Wingman's in there. So you got a unit that's never really played together. So these games are pretty valuable. And you take a look at all the other positions. Eddie Royal, here's a new guy at the wide receiver position getting a chance to start. So something that you kind of look forward to, see how these guys step up. Young, obviously, he started before, but he's coming into camp as a starter. And you get to evaluate a lot of the running backs. And on defense, it's not only evaluating people, but it's evaluating schemes as well. See how we're fitting together as a unit. Not only being able to evaluate to players, but being able to evaluate 11 people working together. And to me, that's a big plus for us in these preseason games. Was more of a inexperienced unit. Not, I shouldn't say a real young unit, but inexperienced with this scheme. But it's been going good through the OTA days and obviously through summer camp. So hopefully it carries over to game day. And we'll be tested with this running game because it's very good. I haven't really talked to Steve in detail. He just told me that on the MRI it's going to be probably in the 3-month range, but I have not talked to the doctors yet.
With Royal, have you seen a rookie receiver picked it up as quickly as he can acclimate himself?
Well, like we say, like we've said all along, we evaluate these guys day by day. He would not be working with the starting unit unless he's proven to us that he's very consistent and he deserves that chance to start, especially with Jackson, who's been doing very good, and Colbert and some guys that have played in the league. So for a guy to have a chance to start and play some is kind of gives you an idea on how hard he's been working and what he's done in practice.
With Holland coming back, is Cooper going to get a few reps and practices at tackle again, or do we keep him at guard?
Well, the good thing is we know we have a guard that can play tackle. And so we're a little bit more flexible than a lot of teams. It's very hard to have a guard go at the tackle position. And we know Cooper can do that. So we get a chance to evaluate who our best five players are going to be. And if someone does get injured, now we have the flexibility to move people around. Okay?
Here you go.
Thank you.